really great to have the armadillos here. And as they were warming up, I was saying, I remember why I was really looking forward to your coming back. Because you were so great the last time. And they said, well, we're even better now, or something. Or actually, they weren't. They're not the kind of people that would say that. They just said, well, we weren't that good the last time, or something like that. But I don't know how they could say that, because they sounded sharp as could be. Let's welcome the armadillos.
Wow, thank you.
Thank you.
So I guess we're going to start off with a song called Hillcrest Mine.
Saturday Light Brigade, the Armadillos. That's a song by James Keelahan, and who picked that or brought that to the group? Was that you? And, you know, not that many people know James Keelahan. I'm curious why you picked it, Sheila.
Well, I do some performances with a local artist named Ann Feeney, and she sings it in her repertoire, and I've always thought it was a really beautiful song. And I sang backups on it with her and always wanted to sing it myself. So.
Well, I'm glad you did, and that... Anne does sing that song, and is just a great performer, and it's a terrific song.
It is. It's beautiful.
If you don't know the work of Canadian singer-songwriter James Keelahan, his recordings are worth checking out, and that tickled me to hear that. I just wasn't expecting it. It's a sad song.
It is.
Song that makes a lot of sense for this part of the country, too, given some of the things we've endured over the last 5 years related to that safe form of energy,
right.
that we talk about so much, Cole. 14 after 11 o'clock, who can tell me a little bit about how you all got together? Who would like to take that? Austin, Matt, Chuck, who are we going to give it to?
I can do it.
Okay.
We originally started off as a three-piece, more traditional, with just banjo, mandolin, and guitar. Then we ended up losing the banjo, gaining Chuck through a mutual friend of a friend. And after that, I really wanted some harmonizing vocals, and female vocals specifically, so I put an ad on Craigslist.
Ooh.
Yes, and wow. Sheila responded. So we got her through Craigslist, so it does actually work.
And you could probably pick up the accordion the same way.
Yeah, it's
probably
exactly. That was just a bonus.
He was looking for vocals, and I said, well, I play accordion too. Is that okay? And he said, sure. Yeah.
Well, I've seen ads on Craigslist, that say accordion will supply with $50 if you take it. I didn't mean that, but that's good to know. Craigslist, to be able to pick up a musician is a great is a great thing. So
definitely,
that's how Sheila
absolutely.
Came to be.
Yeah.
Brought us together.
And how about Chuck? Was he?
Chuck was. We were looking for a bass player, and just kind of asking some mutual friends. And a friend of ours knew him, and he hooked him up with us. And that's how we got a hold of Chuck.
I don't know if we had ever really planned on it, though, on having an open bass player.
No, he was just kind of looking for somebody to play with. We were looking for somebody to play with. So it worked out.
Well, it all worked. It's great, and the sound is good. And I don't recall if you guys have any CDs out yet.
Well, actually, we are releasing our CD September 4th.
Excellent.
Our first CD, which is called The Armadillos. The Armadillos, The Armadillos.
Self-titled.
And you can go to the MySpace site. We've linked to it, so you needn't even worry about having to spell armadillos. Just go to slbradio.org and you can link to it, or go to myspace.com and it's Pittsburgh Armadillos, because
yes,
I seem to remember that there are some Texans that are armadillos.
There are.
Yes,
yeah.
There are.
And I guess they can claim it since
they
got more of them than we do.
Exactly.
What would you like to do next?
What do you want to do, Sheila?
Let's do a traditional. Let's do Jesse James.
Okay.
I'm coming.
Jesse James was a man who killed many a man, who robbed the Glendale train, and the people they do say for many miles away. Robbed by Frank and Jesse James. Oh, Jesse had a wife, two mournful sides, two children, they were brave. But that dirty little coward who shot Mr. Howard and laid poor Jesse in his grave. It was on a Wednesday night when the moon was shining bright. They robbed the Glendale train, and the people they do say for many miles away. Robbed by Frank and Jesse James. Oh, Jesse had a wife, two mournful sides, two children, they were brave. But that dirty little coward who shot Mr. Howard laid poor Jesse in his grave. It was on a Sunday night when Jesse was at home talking with his family brave. Robert Ford came along like a thief in the night and laid poor Jesse in his grave. Jesse had a wife, two mournful sides, two children, they were brave. But that dirty little coward who shot Mr. Howard laid poor Jesse in his grave. By Billy Gage Hayes, as soon as the news did arrive, he said there was no man with the law in his hand who
Oh, nice version of that song from the Armadillos, 20 minutes after 11 at the Saturday Light Brigade. They're based in Pittsburgh, but is everybody from Pittsburgh originally? Let's figure out where everybody's point of origination is. Let's start with Matt, and then we'll go to Austin. Matt, are you from Pittsburgh originally?
Not from Pittsburgh. I'm from Butler. About an hour north of here.
Oh, close enough.
I actually went to high school with Austin, and that's kind of, we were living together whenever we started the Armadillos. Yeah, but I'm pretty much from the area. My whole family's from here.
Okay, so you're both both from Butler, Butler
Indeed.
High School.
Yeah, Butler High.
And were you playing this kind of music in high school?
Oh no. We were definitely playing more indie rock type stuff at the time.
Mm-hmm. And how did you find old time music together? Did you find it individually or did you find it together?
I'd say with me and Austin, a lot of it had to do with our roommate and banjo player at the time whenever he moved in, because we started listening to more like Kingston Trio a lot more, Pete Seeger a lot more, stuff like that, even though I think both of us already liked like old folk and all that stuff.
That's pretty cool. It's funny. My college roommate had I think he had every Kingston Trio record ever recorded.
That's impressive.
And yeah, there's a lot. And it's not, I mean, this was like in the 80s. And I can remember once there was a dormitory fire drill, and he grabbed all the Kingston Trio records just as a joke. And he referred to it as the collection. And Joe said, we must save the collection just in case. And everybody was looking at us like, what are you doing with all these Kingston Trio records, let alone knowing who the Kingston Trio was?
Yeah.
But that's great to have a roommate that's got that stuff. Sheila, how about you? Are you from Pittsburgh originally?
I'm from Seattle, Washington, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, so I moved out to Ohio for college, and then from Ohio moved to Pennsylvania, and never imagined when I first came out this way that I would still be living here 9 years later, but I like the area a lot, and I still like Pennsylvania, so I've
Great.
Stuck around.
Where did you go to school?
I went to a tiny college called the College of Worcester in Worcester, Ohio.
Okay.
Little liberal arts place out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of those little liberal arts colleges out in Ohio.
Yeah, usually when I mention it, people say, oh, I've never heard of it. And I say, well, it's about 2 hours from here. It's not very far.
Yeah,
but.
Or they say, what's your Polytech? I know it.
Right, and, yeah. Right.
And you mentioned Ann Feeney before, who is an old friend of mine. We go back probably 30. I can't believe that. We go back a long way. How did you hook up with Ann?
I play in another band, an Irish band called Kalan, and I was doing a show with Ann Feeney. It was a benefit for a theater project that was happening for a theater down in the Strip District, and I met her through that, and she said, well, I'm recording a CD. I'd love to have some accordion on it if you want to come over and play some songs with me. So I started with her that way, and now I just kind of collaborate with her when she's in town, which only happens about 2 or 3 days out of the year generally. But
yeah, we longtime Ann Feeney lovers and Pittsburghers who still think of Ann Feeney as our local girl. Well,
definitely.
She is, but Ann Feeney is a worldwide superstar in the area, well, particularly in Songs of Labor and Justice. But Ann is just, I'm so proud of Ann. She's she's just become a terrific export. And then we have Chuck sitting over there by the bass, like on the end stool. you're really – do you play any jazz as well? Or?
No.
Oh, man, you're a good bass player. When did you start?
About 4 years ago. Picked it up. A friend had one, and I couldn't play any instruments. And so I grabbed his bass, and I started playing it, and it just fell together. And I bought one a week later. I took out – my mom took out a loan so I could buy one because they're – and not too cheap.
Yeah, you're a real, I mean, you're playing in that slap rhythmic style is easy to do wrong, and you sound great. At least I would think it would be easy to mess
it
up.
It was for the first year.
And it's great. Where are you from?
Florida.
Okay, so you guys have come, the Butler boys have managed to get a, I was going to say a Buckeye, but no, you're, what's a Seattleite? I guess a, Are you like the Apple State out there?
Yeah, Apple and Evergreen.
And Florida is Sunshine, and Butler's part of Keystone. I don't think Butler itself has a nickname. Maybe
not a good one.
Yeah, not a good one.
The Armaco County or something
exactly.
like that. which isn't the Armico anymore, AK Steel, I guess it is. You're listening to the Saturday Log Brigade. It's 25 minutes after 11. We'll talk a little bit about upcoming gigs for the band after the next song. But first, we'll hear it. And,
this is an original.
What would you like to do?
Working?
Let's do Working Man.
It's called Working Man's Wages. The Armadillos at the Saturday Light Brigade. Who wrote that? I wrote that one.
That's a great song.
Thank you.
You guys really – I'm going to compare you to the Weavers.
That's okay.
It's really interesting because you are very tight playing together, yet each of you really individually comes out in sort of an orchestral kind of way. And I don't know if you've worked at that specifically. What made me think of it is when – Sheila did the repeating vocal on Younger Years, which kind of reminded me how you would hear Ronnie Gilbert sort of rise above the din, you know, every now and then in a good way. And it's really neat to listen to you guys. It's a great sound. They are the Armadillos, and we'll talk in a second about where they're going to be performing soon, as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger, Robert Gray, and The Armadillos. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio. There is an air quality alert due to an inversion in Allegheny County, so if you have respiratory difficulties, you might want to take care today and tomorrow. The alert expires tomorrow at midnight. And it's only for Allegheny County. Otherwise, a 20% chance of rain today, maybe thunderstorms, high 87. 40% tonight, low 65 after an 8:53 sunset. Patchy fog tomorrow, followed by sunny skies for Father's Day. 82 degrees for tomorrow's high. Summer starts Monday at 7:28 officially. Currently 77 in Clarion, 75 in Grove City, 79 in Washington, 80 in New Concord, Ohio, and a balmy 81 degrees in Indiana and just outside of our studios in historic Allegheny Square. Looking at the website, you guys have a gig at Howlers, I think, coming up next, and you'll be playing with the two-man
Gentleman band.
Who are these guys?
They're one of our absolutely favorite bands to play with. They're out of Brooklyn, New York, and they sing a lot of songs. They dress up like they're from the 1890s with little straw hats and suspenders.
Yeah.
And they play an upright bass, and then the other fellow plays all sorts of instruments, banjo, guitar, everything. And they sing songs about funny things, basically, from the period that they're sort of impersonating. They have a song about William Howard Taft and, you know, things like that.
Well, this sounds like a fun group. Have you played with them in Brooklyn or
we've played with them here
gigs?
A couple times before. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Well, that's going to be on June 24th, which is, I think, Thursday night at Howlers. And then you're off to Kentucky to play on the 26th at a place called Southgate House. And then you're playing a 4th of July bash somewhere.
Also at Howlers.
Yes. Okay.
We're there a lot.
Yeah. Well, that's a good place to be and a good place to hear you guys. If you're just tuning in, the Armadillos, based in Pittsburgh, playing great old-time music. And, you know, you're really honoring that sound, yet at the same time making it your own. I had a question for Austin before I forget. Tell me about your guitar, which is a little different.
This is a Gretsch. I just really fell in love with the sound of them probably a couple of years ago. Pete Seeger actually played a Gretsch as well. And they just kind of have like a warmer tone. And that's about it about it.
It's you know, it's not as common to see a Gretsch in an acoustic group or in this kind of group.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed the sound hole being, you know, kind of triangular.
Exactly.
Is that typical of a Gretsch? Is that a...
Yeah, I mean, all the acoustic Gretsches have the triangle-shaped sound hole. Yeah,
and
it's a little different.
Is that an older model or just a little well-played?
It's been a little well-played. I got a relatively new, and that was only maybe 2 years ago.
Well,
so just wearing it out.
Yeah, it's wearing it well. It's I mean, it looks great, but I can see it. Our particular lighting, I see a lot of picket and strum in the black lacquer that's on it, which is kind of fun. Actually, it's neat. I think it's been apparent to you, but if it's not, you know, we have an upright bass that's sort of a blonde light oak, which is different. These guys are a very visually interesting group. The instruments, I mean, the accordion. Wait, you guys too? I mean, it's been a long day. You've got an accordion sort of matching the guitar, both in black. I don't know if you planned this or not. And then the mandolin's an oak.
But
it's kind of a...
It does seem to have a scheme going to it, though, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. It's sort of, you know, they would look good. Just, you know, you could hire them to sort of just stand at an event.
And we do.
Yeah.
We've done it before.
I've often noticed from pictures we'll get back after we play a show or something that I often dress to match my accordion. And I don't mean to, but like I'll get pictures back and I'm like, I'm wearing black and white and I'm matching my black and white accordion. And it seems to be something I do intentional, but it's not.
Interesting.
I realize I'm doing it again today. So
you know, you did. There's a Woody Allen movie called Zelig, you know, and Zelig morphs to, you know, he's the human chameleon.
Right.
And actually, look at Austin and the wall behind him. You know, he's sort of fading into the green there in the back. But let's, we want to be sure we get more music in. What do you want to do next?
This song is called I Think. It's an original as well.
Hot out in the sun, my crops are dead, the dirt is done. I just hope I could feed my family. Well, the world is filled, oh dear, we're full. Get blisters on my feet and my hands are warm. Just to try to scrape up a little money. Well, the cow is tired and so am I. I think I might retire, go off and die. I can't work anymore, I'm sorry, honey. Well, I know you think you got my back, but what can you do when we're starving to death? Just forget it all, close your eyes and rest now.
Just try.
Just try
to forget it.
To forget it.
Just close your eyes.
Just close your eyes.
I know we'll get it.
I know we'll get it if I work real hard.
I know we'll make it.
I know we'll make it. We'll pull through. I'm sure of it.
Well, the day is coming and I can't get out. Taking the house, I gotta do something to come up with the money. Well, I'm a desperate man, there's not much I won't do. I'm robbing a bank, but I ain't gonna shoot. I gotta feed my wife, my son, and my daughter.
Well, I won't tell a soul if they question me. I was working my field since a quarter to three. But I'm sorry, and I hope you catch him. Well, I got through it and got away scot-free. I've got enough to last until I'm 63. Sad, what you have to do to get by?
Just try.
Just try.
To forget it.
To forget it.
Just close your eyes.
Just close your eyes.
I know we'll get it.
I know we'll get it if I work real hard.
The Armadillas at the Saturday Light Brigade. That song was called I Think. Is that another one of yours, Austin?
It is.
Nice song. Sheila, I'm curious about your background. We talked a little bit about the others, but we never got to you. We know Washington and Ohio, but we didn't talk about musically how you came to this music or how it came to you and how the accordion came to you as well. So maybe you could fill us in on that.
Sure thing. Well, I grew up playing the piano. That was my first instrument. So, you know, I had half of it ready to go. And my grandfather played the accordion. And he passed away in about 2000. And I was left his accordion after he passed away. And I didn't do anything with it for a long time. I was busy. I played other instruments. You know, I was in college. And after a while, I started thinking, I was like, I kind of want to pick that up. And I was living here in Pittsburgh. So I started looking around for a teacher. And I found one and started taking lessons and picked it up pretty quick, I think because I had the piano background too, so at least I had the keyboard memorized. But soon realized that it was great. It was like a piano you could walk around with and go everywhere with, and it makes a whole range of sounds that I really like. So I've been playing it now about 4 years.
Did your grandfather specifically say, you know, the accordion?
Yes.
Sheila is.
Yes.
Gosh, what a...
I was the only musical person in the family, so I got the accordion.
But that's kind of like one heck of an assignment. You know, it's like...
Yeah, it was. It was a bit of a charge, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you're given this charge. Yeah. And how about the singing? Have you had professional training or...
Yes, I grew up singing, and I took voice lessons all growing up and sang opera and classical music mostly. And stopped doing any kind of formal singing once I went away to college, but started doing more informal singing. I went to a lot of sessions, things like that, old time sessions, and started learning old tunes, Appalachian songs, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it shows your training. You guys sound really good singing together.
Thank you.
Do you end up like at Davis and Elkins to pick up stuff in West Virginia?
Yeah,
or...
all sorts of things. We were just down in Asheville, North Carolina, mm-hmm. and I learned some new songs down there around the campfire from some people, too. So,
yeah, I keep – you might see me as I'm listening to you guys. I'm, like, scratching my head. Maybe you're not. I'm thinking about things is there's sort of a jug band sound working a teeny bit, but not totally. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing there's a guy named Biff Rose. I wonder if anybody's heard of him.
Don't think so.
No, he's not one often heard of these days, but Austin sometimes sounds a little bit like this guy when he's singing. I'll play you some of him maybe once we're off the air if I can find some. Not, he's fine for playing on the air, but I don't want to do that while you're playing. I don't know. I think a Jim Queskin and Maria Muldaur, but you're doing this much more in a stricter old time idiom. And it's great. I can't wait till the CD comes out, and I hope when that happens, let us know and we can help you promote it.
Definitely.
To the best of our ability.
Yeah.
Because I really think you're a treasure to have in this area. There aren't that many people that do this sort of thing.
Thanks.
And those that do it don't necessarily do it as well. How do you find are audiences accepting you? Have you been on bills where maybe people are not as open-minded to what you're doing? Or I can't imagine there being a problem in that, but I'm curious.
We're pretty flexible. We've played with a wide range of groups and of bands and all kinds of performers. And we've played, you know, for older crowds who like our music because it's traditional sounding. But we're young, too. So we often get paired on bills with young rock and punk bands. And sometimes we'll get up there and we're the only acoustic band playing a show. And there's three other rock bands up there. And yet it still usually goes over well. And the audience usually gets into it no matter where we're playing. So
yeah, there's surely a remarkable acceptance for different styles of music among people. Now, have you played bluegrass festivals at all or with bluegrass bands?
We've played with bluegrass bands, but never any festivals or something.
I mean, they're
too strict. Festivals make me nervous.
Yeah.
It's a pretty strict bluegrass crowd.
Well, that's why I was asking. Is certain...
They'd probably tell me I have an ugly-looking fiddle.
Some festivals will, permit old-time, and both traditional and contemporary bluegrass, and other festivals can be so strict that it even needs to be the right kind of bluegrass, let alone the genre. Yes, shoes must be shined. it's about a quarter to... We don't give time like that on the radio. It is quarter to 12, not about. What a horrible thing to say. It's 14 minutes and... No, it's 15 minutes and 20 seconds before noon. Precisely.
Very precise.
Yes. About. How dare I? Actually, it is quarter to
noon now. And we probably have time for a couple more, I think. What would you like to do next?
I'm going to change instruments really fast.
Oh, oh my. She's doffing the accordion. Sheila is. And I wonder which... Oh, I didn't even see those there.
It's a tin whistle.
A tin whistle.
Yeah.
You've got a couple tin whistles there.
This is a song we do about a battle from the Revolutionary War, so the tin whistle is fitting for it.
Here again, the armadillos.
I got a gun on my shoulder and a bandage around my waist. I've been marching for hours, but it feels like days. I'm headed to the battlefield where I will face my death. I got a bullet for one of them, my bayonet for the rest. I'm not coming home, I think I've had my fill. The long night's dragging on the battlefield. A man is standing next to me, now he's on the ground. Another casualty of the royal crown. We get into a line and load our musket guns. There's a boy standing next to me as old as my son. I look at him in the eyes, he looks at me right back. I say to him, hey son, you better head on back. He tells me, heck no, I'm here to stay and fight. I'm standing up for what I think is right. I'm not coming home, I think I've had my fill. Long nights dragging on the battlefield. A man is standing next to me, now he's on the ground. Another casualty of the royal crown.
The Armadillos at the Saturday Light Brigade. And remember, you can see them at Howlers on Thursday with the two gentlemen band who sound interesting.
Yes.
Interesting is a euphemism for sometimes, but I mean that in the true sense of the word. They sound great. And it's wonderful to have you here. I think you should watch these folks to see what happens between now and when their CD comes out. In the fall and thereafter. And they joked with me, I mentioned at the beginning, they joked, you know, we've gotten a lot better since we were last here. Well, hopefully I have too, but I mean, we're all getting better all the time. But you guys sound great, just
thank
tight
you so much.
And entertaining and fun, and I hope people will come and hear you. If you go to slbradio.org, click on the Armadillos, it will take you to their website, or go to our neighborhoodvoices.org site, where if you're just tuning in, a replay of this performance will be available within the next couple of days. Or just search on Pittsburgh Armadillos. I dare say if you typed in Pittsburgh, like Pittsburgh A-R-M A, you'd probably get them. You know, you don't have to worry about spelling armadillos. Probably any vowel afterwards. Yeah. Google would fill in the rest and read your mind and send you to the right MySpace site. I'm not going to warranty that, but I think it'll probably work. Is there anything else you'd like to say that I may not have given you a chance to say as we've been talking? Did I miss anything?
I don't think so.
Not that I'm aware of, but...
Yeah. Well, I got one thing to say, which is thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
We appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. What would you like to close up with?
Let's play Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Ah, great song.
For the traditional song. Oh, never mind.
Oh.
We're going to do an original.
Okay. Well, it's fine. Chuck says no Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
So. this song is called The Donner Party.
Actually, do you want to do that song too? Or is it a tough song? Yeah, let's try to do both. I think we can, if that's okay with you. Because that was such a hot version of that song. I think we can sneak them both in.
Sure, we'll do Donner and then we'll do Swing Low. It's getting to be that time of year. The nights are cold, there's much to fear. The wind is creeping through the cracks. This wood, it ain't gonna last. It's getting to be that time of day. I turn to my friends and say, which one of us is gonna go? We get taken out by the cold, don't stray. Don't stray. My clothes are torn, my breath is ice. We start to break out into fights. When hunger gets the best of you, there's not much more that you can do. Your friends turn into enemies. You'll do anything to fill the need. The meat I eat, it brings me tears. I remember his younger years. Don't stray. Starts to break. I think that we might be saved. But what about what we've done? How do we go to live on? I'll think about you every day. The sacrifice that you've made. So we might live on through. Tell our children tales of you. Don't
the Armadillos at the Saturday Light Brigade, and I think we can fit, if you're up for it, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. Thank you for being here with us. We're going to turn it right back to you. Thank you, Armadillos. Wow, I'm glad we were able to fit that in.